Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a guest today. You know who it is. I kind of gave you a little teaser about that. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get on with the show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the many blessings you've given us. We thank you for who you are, the great I Am, our Creator, our Savior, the sustainer of life, the forgiver of sins. Thank you. Thank you. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us. When we fail thee, I know that I fail you every single day, and I thank you for always being with me. We ask for your protection, Father, to protect our president, put around him a hedge of protection for him and his administration. Help us, Father, to weed out those that are against this nation. And for those who love liberty, that we will stand up and be bold. Not just for this country, Father, but for you. Father, I ask that you will bless my listeners, bless my advertisers and sponsors. Bless today's show as we visit with Daniel. And Father, hear my, send me. CSC Talk Radio is yours, not mine. We ask for your blessings on it, and that you will give me wisdom and guidance and discernment as I strive to serve you and those who listen. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. So I guess my question today is, what climate change are we talking about? We have the pandemic and the idiocy of the tyrannical mayors and governors. Most people have forgotten. They've forgotten all about that sky falling down. While the earth worshippers, I like to call them tax worshippers, are quick to blame their made-up existential threat on America, mostly white America, it was considered an insult and a racist suggestion that we'd even call our beloved 2020 COVID-19 the China virus. The climate has changed. There is heat in the streets in America's cities. Where the clean air people, where are they? Aren't they concerned about the smoke and the pollution? What kind of substance are they using? What kind of fossil fuel did the rioters, the domestic terrorists, use to douse those statues and set them on fire? And what about those aerosol cans, those spray paint cans they're using to deface America? Where are these people when we're being polluted? I'm worried, and I ain't worried about climate change. That's not my fear. It's not even the rioters that I worry about, the bullies. It's the politicians using every trick of the book to take this country down. Full speed ahead to socialism. It's a republic, if you can keep it. That's what Ben Franklin said. Perhaps he knew that people were easily fooled, swayed, and bribed, and not so strong when it came to standing for what is right. Watched a cowboy show. I know I've said this several times since I heard it. But when you see a wrong, you fight it. And if you don't, you become a part of it. Are we, America, ready yet to fight the wrongs against us? Are we just going to sit and watch the bullies take over this country? Ruin everything that, you know, we took our kids to see during a vacation? Climate change isn't real, but the people perpetrating the lie and labeling you every dirty word in the book, they're real. Racism isn't the problem, and it's not real, but the BLM marching, it's a marching army against this nation is real. And they are the real racists. And they are well-funded, too. While politicians are as phony as a $3 bill, I happen to have one of those that has Bill Clinton's picture on it. their unconstitutional legislation, their inability or unwillingness to do their job, that is real. The allowing and the cheering in some respects for the eluding and the burning of the destruction of this nation. The reality of the elective is their hate and their treasonous ways against good old hard-working Americans. You know, we know them as the deplorables. The cities are in trouble. But the trouble rabble rousers know better than to bring that junk to rule America. We won't be standing down. It'll be a new climate for them indeed when they meet Bubba. Remember, Bubba shot the jukebox for singing a sad song, and he won't be tolerating no burning down of the John Deere tractor place. Today, we have an expert in the climate and the tax worshippers we have with us, and we've caused him to fall in love with rural America. We have Daniel Turner with us of Power of the Future. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. Thank you, as always, for having me on your show, and hello to your wonderful listeners.
Well, we're just glad to have you, Daniel. I'm so glad I found you. I consider you a blessing. I truly do. And I know that you're out there fighting for rural America and for all America, because that's what it's about. It's not just about the city and the rural. It's about all of America. It takes all of us. But rural America, you know how I feel about them. They're the foundation of it all. And anyway, I don't know if
Absolutely.
You ever heard the song Bubba Shot the Jukebox, but if you didn't, you need to YouTube it. You need to listen to it.
I will look it up. But, you know, your opening monologue is always so wonderful, and it's always very poignant. And you did point out something that we've been saying on your show, and many of us have been saying for years and years, that now has been made apparent. Climate change, if this were this existential threat, where did it go? Right? If this was the biggest thing facing the nation, CNN held an entire day of town halls. I don't know if you and your listeners remember.
Oh,
many
yeah.
People, they may not watch
CNN. It was hard
CNN,
to stay awake in that.
I watched all 8 hours of every candidate for 8 consecutive hours talking about
They're
their
amazing.
Climate battle. What happened to it? Clearly it wasn't an existential threat. And that's
you know
that
what was, cured it? You know what cured
did?
It? Wearing masks. That's all it took, Daniel. We just had to put
amazing.
Masks on.
And that's what's frustrating about the use of the abuse of language. When we use language poorly, which everyone does, sometimes the president even does, but I think the left is the champions of. When you call everything an existential threat, when you say this is our World War II, when you say the world is literally going to end if we don't fix this, but then for months you just forget about it because there's something more titillating, there's something that's getting more media attention, well, you've weakened the threat of existential threats. Now, when am I supposed to believe you? That is the whole boy who cried wolf.
It's exactly. Everything's a crisis. You'd think they were teenagers because, you know, a teenager, everything is an existential threat. You ruined my life. You know, that's the teenager way. And that's what they're acting like. You know, they have no sense of reality. But I think they do. They just think we don't.
Yes. And you see that a lot in the anger of the protesters. I was watching footage of them trying to take down the statue of Andrew Jackson across the street from the White House last night. And you see just the legit anger and screaming and nonsense in their voice. And you say, you're like a little child in a temper tantrum. And little children in a temper tantrum need to be wrapped tightly in a blanket and put to bed in a cool, dark room.
You sit there with them between your legs and you rock them. You hold their arms down and you just rock them, let them scream. And that's what's going on. And it,
yes.
You know, it was a little scary last night when they announced they had to ask all the media to leave the White House area because of the White House folks. Anyway, it was kind of scary, but I guess we made it through the night. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. We're going to open the phone line, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. You know, they aren't talking about climate change, but they're still working against us with it. They're just not talking about it. So we don't know what they're doing. We rely on people like you, Daniel, to keep us informed. We know Biden is talking about making AOC a big part of his cabinet. How can she do that? Anyway, and we know what, you know, he says he's not going to ban fracking, but we know what her ideas are. If they don't ban it, they're gonna tax it to where we can't afford anything. So I was just going to get your opinion on that. That was an article that was on your website.
Yeah, and what's funny about when Biden says he's not going to ban fracking, he's only going to ban new fracking. All fracking is new fracking. Fracking is a 2 or 3 day process that kind of gets the well going. And then once the well is going, you stop fracking. And so when he says, I'm not going to ban fracking, there is no old fracking, right? Once it's done, it's done. So it's like saying, I'm not going to ban cars. I'm just going to ban the starters. Well, if you can't start your car, what's the purpose of it, right?
or tires. Can't have tires.
Exactly. And that's what fracking is. And so he's trying to be a little too cute by half, but I also don't think he understands what the process is. I don't think most people know what it is. And sadly, like everything else in society, they co-opt the language. And therefore, the left co-opts our understanding of it. And things are complicated. Healthcare is complicated. Energy is complicated. American history is complicated. But when they dumb it down, and the left does this just so brilliantly, when they dumb it down to Andrew Jackson was a racist, we need to tear down his statue. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What does that even mean? We need to ban fracking because it's bad. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What does that mean? The left does not want to have debate and discussion. They want to use emotion. And emotion is a very powerful tool to get your will.
And they use it very well. And people are emotional. We're emotional about a lot of things. We get sucked in to bad ideas because of emotions. Well, you cannot make your decisions based on emotions. You can't govern based on emotions. You have to bring common sense. Old Thomas Paine, you got to bring common sense into it. You cannot use emotions. Even with a family, you know, it's an emotional thing, but you cannot make the decisions while you are emotional or using the emotions that you're feeling as the basis of a decision. And that's, they're just crazy out there in the streets right now. And you and I both know that burning down a statue doesn't fix any problems. And removing all of our natural resources or taxing it beyond the ability of people to afford it is certainly not going to fix any problem, especially a made-up problem like climate change. I'm a denier. I don't believe in it at all. I believe in winter, spring, summer, and fall. I believe in those climate changes. But I don't believe that we're in any existential threat after visiting with you and knowing what you know and the people with the CO2 Coalition and knowing how they're teaching, you know, scientists to look at the other side of it. I don't believe in it at all, and I never did. I was always a skeptic. But emotions, we can't use that to run our lives.
Exactly. And that has been what's happening right now. And like I said, I think this is a very deliberate and willful decision. And it's that famous quote from Rahm Emanuel, which we're seeing played out with all of these statue removals. Never let a crisis go to waste. And climate change was an opportunity to advance a much larger agenda. The death of George Floyd was an opportunity for them to push a much larger agenda. The House Democrats made it clear in their first coronavirus relief package that they said this is an opportunity for us to reshape many things to fit our vision. It wasn't about relief. It wasn't about and look, I'm surprised how come the press hasn't asked any of these leading Democrat candidates, including Joe Biden, who's hiding in his basement still, what do you feel about tearing down a statue of George Washington? Right? We know the president's trying to stop them from tearing down Andrew Jackson because it's across the street from his White House. So he has to play the bad cop. But no one has asked Joe Biden, do you think we should tear down Andrew Jackson and why? I'm sure Joe Biden would say the standard Kamala Harris line, I think we need to have a conversation about it. I think we need to talk about and that's how they get away with it. But yesterday,
oh my gosh,
Nancy Pelosi always prides herself on her Italian heritage. What do you feel about tearing down the Christopher Columbus statues around the country? The biggest one in the nation, which is in New York City in Columbus Circle, has a constant police guard and a fence around it to protect it from being torn down. Nancy Pelosi, what do you feel about tearing down that statue? But, you know, they never ask the left those hard questions. They always give them a pass.
You know, only the Democrats will hail a criminal and make them, you know, a household name and demean a group of people that are heroes. Not that there aren't bad cops, but demean them and make them the bad guys throughout this nation. Only the Democrats do that, and they do it all the time. What happened to George Floyd was terrible, but he was a criminal. He was even high that day. He's a criminal. He didn't deserve what he got. He did not deserve to be executed like that. But, you know, where's the justice in the courts? Isn't that where we're supposed to be handling? Where's justice for Flint, for General Flint? This stuff is just getting crazy, Daniel.
It really is.
And,
it really is.
It's they want to tear down America. Do you see it that way? That's what I see.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the scary thing, the tragic thing was the number of deaths this last weekend in Chicago, which I believe was the last numbers I saw were 105 shot and 45 killed, and of those 45, I believe 7 were under the age of 6 or 7 years of old.
Oh, yeah,
of age,
yeah.
Right? A 3-year-old kid sitting on his front porch, a 5-year-old girl watching TV. There's no protests there. There's no Antifa. There's no anger at the systemic, and that is true systemic racism. That is the racism of 100 years of Democrat rule that has destroyed the black community in Chicago. But Antifa is not there protesting anything, right? And instead, their focus is on ancillary things. And of course, I disapprove of tearing down any statue. I disapprove of tearing down our America's history. But you want to say, if you really think that statue is the reason why we are where we are, and they would argue that statue is symbolic of where we are. I have to tell you, the statue of Christopher Columbus, who has been dead for 500 years, is not symbolic of anything other than the fact that it's symbolic of your ignorance because you have no idea who he is. But the real systemic problems facing black America right now are not as easy to put into a statue. And therefore they are escaping your wrath and ire where they should be placed.
It is just absolutely crazy. And every one of these cities that are going through this have been under Democrat rule. And they're backing off. They're not letting the police done. And they're putting the people in danger. And that's one thing as a government is supposed to do is protect the citizens through rule of law. Protect them from crime. Instead of protecting them, they're just letting the criminals run. And that's all these Antifa are, and that's all that the BLM is. I saw something on Facebook this morning that said it was burn, loot, and murder. That's what BLM stood for. Well, that's all we see of them. We don't see anything good. They don't stand and give speeches and talk about what they want to do to improve this nation. They just burn, loot, and murder. That's all America sees. If they've got more to offer, then they need to change their message, how they deliver their message.
Exactly. And it is shocking the level of comfort we see from elected officials. A lot of elected Republicans, there's bipartisan anger here. There's a comfort level with letting the mob have their moment to destroy. You know, someone put it best just the other day. I saw on social media, if you wanted to add a deck to your backyard, you need to go through rounds of permitting with the county office. But if you don't like a statue in the middle of town, you and your friends can just pull it down with a rope, and that seems to be okay. And that's a bizarre state that America is in right now.
And that is not liberty. That is not the way we were ever intended to be, regardless of our color. It's not the way we're supposed to live. And, you know, I might add that, you know, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's something else that I read, and it goes along with some things with AOC and Joe Biden that I wanted to discuss with you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I forgot we had a caller. Roger, if you'll be patient, we'll get to you on the next segment. That was totally my fault. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Daniel and Beth Ann and Roger. We'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Jen London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio. Before we get on, I need to apologize. Roger, I forgot you were holding. I got involved in my conversation. How are you doing today? This is Roger from New Mexico. How are you doing today, Roger?
It's fine, and there's a very interesting conversation, but I don't hear anybody saying this, and this is a basic American principle that I learned in the 50s from my grandparents. Two wrongs do not make a right. My grandparents told me that's how you judge life. Two wrongs don't make a right. Have you heard
Absolutely
that?
True.
Ever?
Yeah, I did. I heard that several times. Whenever you try to excuse yourself after your brother hits you and you hit him back, Mom would say two wrongs don't make a right. So you're right.
Okay,
and
I'll
we're seeing
go.
A lot of that. Yeah, thank you, Roger. We're seeing a lot of that. And, you know, all that they're claiming was for George Floyd, it's not for George Floyd. And besides, even if it was, two wrongs don't make a right, as Roger said. I was going to ask you, Daniel, I saw this article and then I read some things regarding Joe Biden not having control on his climate policies. I don't know if he's really got any policies to have control over. But it was a Carrie Pickett. This is on the record. She always writes, and she's talking about they're kind of fighting in the Democrat Party. They're trying to keep the old school and not bring in the new school like AOC. AOC has endorsed a competitor to Engel, who is 73 years old. He'll be in politics 32 years, and they don't want him to fall to the same fate that Joe Crowley fell to when he lost to AOC. But she's endorsed whoever it is that's running against this guy that's a younger person. And I found that kind of curious because she's been pretty much the mouth of the Democrat Party here lately. She's definitely the mouth, but they don't want any more people like her. It sounded to me like they want to keep the old school and not bring in any of these new troublemakers.
Absolutely. And she's in a very interesting spot because she has tremendous appeal, huge popularity, a lot of fundraising prowess, and the ability to move people. So I'm not going to deny her leadership ability and her appeal whatsoever. But when you start picking off the wrong candidates, and the right has done this too. We've gone into certain districts where there's a candidate who in the primary is more of the right, with the concern of, is this person going to win in the general? And then the person loses in the general. And that's what she's doing right now. She's finding folks who align with her vision, and she's forcing them into or forcing districts to choose them as opposed to the incumbent. And so Congressman Engel, as you said, who has been there for 30-some-odd years, is saying, why are you coming after me? What did I do wrong? She's going to have to be careful because ultimately it will backfire for her. Nancy Pelosi had the chance to put the young congresswoman in her place, and I mean that in terms of hierarchy and congressional decorum, and she did not. Nancy Pelosi was afraid of her. She is afraid of the mob.
She created a monster.
Exactly, but because she thought she couldn't handle it, and now she realizes she can't. And that's going to be a real problem with the Democrats in the general election. They're going to have some very, very radical leftists who won a primary who in the general are just genuinely insane, and they'll lose.
Well, you know, she had to give AOC and some of these other young freshmen there in the House, she had to give them something because she wasn't going to win Speaker of the House if she didn't. And so it was, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, but the second scratch didn't come back because they lack integrity. We're going to back up just a little bit. Joe wants to talk about the statues that we were visiting about earlier. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm too awake to be woke today, and how are you, Becca?
I'm glad that you're too awake to be woke. I'm doing good. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, I've been doing a little thinking about where they're going to go next after they've got these statues, where the left winger is going to go next in their artistic and historical censorship. And I was thinking that, there's a lot of artists that have painted Western pictures of cowboys. And so I'm sure they're going to want to go after those because those cowboy pictures glorify toxic masculinity. They glorify the enslavement of animals because the cowboy is riding a horse. And they glorify the beef industry, which is responsible for catastrophic climate change, because the cowboys, of course, are raising cattle. So I suspect they would want to go after those. And then there's an awful lot of pictures that artists have done over the years with American flags in them. And so I expect they'll want to destroy every one of those pictures with an American flag in it, because that glorifies toxic nationalism. It's not properly globalistic. And as far as other sorts of art, well, in the 19th century, an awful lot of artists painted pictures of, you know, American country life in America where the people were carrying guns or had guns over the fireplace, something like that. So I expect they'll want to destroy all those because, you know, that glorifies the people having guns and we can't have any of that. And so that's a little bit of thinking I've been doing along the lines of where's the left going to go next with all this artistic censorship. Of course, I've heard of somebody wanting to get rid of a statue of Jesus because it depicts him as a white European. And my answer to that would be, hey, we've got complete freedom of artistic expression here in America. If you want to have a black Jesus, make a statue of a black Jesus. And if you do a good job of it, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that appreciate it. Of course, the important thing about Jesus was not the color of his skin, but that he had the Christ spirit in him, which loves everyone.
Amen. All right. Well, you know, you're helping me plug a show coming up, and then we're going to let you go. But I just booked him yesterday. He's his name's Brian, and he is the head of the president of the John Wayne Museum out of Iowa. And we're going to have him on and just talk about cowboys and John Wayne in a few weeks. It'll be in July. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. You know, Daniel, it's just gotten to be so crazy. But I want to kind of turn this over to you in the rest of this segment and the next segment. What's next? What do you see coming out of this next? I mean, we're still doing the rioting. What do you see coming next?
Well, I think your caller raised a great point, and his question really was, where does this end? And you're asking the same thing, and how much further will this go on? Remember when they tore down the first statue, or the first statue that I can recall that as a result of the death of George Floyd was removed, was a Confederate statue of a Confederate soldier in the town of Alexandria, Virginia, not far from where I live, that the city took down, and it was applauded, right? These are the necessary, it started with the Confederacy. The man who defeated the Confederacy and then as president presided over trying to unite the country under one American flag, Ulysses S. Grant is being torn down, and people can't seem to explain why. They just say it's torn down because he's white, because he's a president. There's not really an understanding as to why they're tearing it down. And so Joe's asking a question, and as are you, how much further does this go on? At my core, I fundamentally believe this will all come to an end in November. I am 100% convinced this is not a cultural shift in America. This is not the end of Western civilization as we know it. This is a campaign play, and we see it every 4 years, and the last time we saw it this aggressive was the Occupy Wall Street movements. They weren't as violent.
Oh,
they were just as unbathed and dirty, but they were just as loud and vocal, and that was because Mitt Romney, who was a Wall Street green capital, hundreds of millions of dollars of wealth, this was supposed to gin up people against him, Wall Street's evil. Now Donald Trump, who's pro-America, who's America first, secretly a racist, this is meant to gin up people against him. This will end in November, guaranteed.
All right. Well, we're headed into the final segment, and I want to talk a little bit more about that because I am curious about what's next. Not just that I know it will end, but what's next? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. He's a sponsor of the show, and he's working hard for common sense and the future of this nation in the energy realm. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. He's the sponsor of the show. Visit his website. It's powerofthefuture.com. Just powerofthefuture.com. He's got articles there, and you can go and read his op-eds and such that he writes for Fox News. You know, Daniel, when I say what's next, you know, it'll all calm down. We know it will eventually. It'll all calm down, and I think you're right. I think it'll be in November. Not sure if we'll make it all the way to November, but then they're going to come out again, and they're going to start yelling about climate change and how evil these fossil fuels are and all this and that. Do you think our president is going to get reelected?
I do. I very comfortably do, and I think it will be a larger margin than it was in 2016. And the reason why is because if his reelection were impossible, if he were so disliked as the media wants us to believe, they wouldn't have to make a case for it, right? I mean, the things that are naturally disliked by people, you don't have to run ad campaigns to convince people to dislike him. I think the media has a vested interest in seeing the president unelected. They dislike him tremendously, and they are trying very hard to make the American people or anyone who watches their programs dislike the president, and they haven't really succeeded at that. And so that's why they have to try. They have to continue with their current narrative. They have to talk about the chaos of our country. And they have to keep Joe Biden hidden in a closet because he's clearly not a viable option. So the nicest part of my job, which takes me to rural America, though I haven't been in some time, and I miss it terribly, but the nicest part of being in rural America is you do meet America. And America is not Washington, D.C. It is not protests in Soho in Manhattan or at Columbus Circle. It's not the stupidity we're seeing in Chaz or Chop or whatever it's called in Seattle, or it's not the crazy, horrifically violent murder capital, Chicago. America is a very, very big place, and most Americans probably are even unaware that those things are happening. They just want to provide for their family, have a job, love their community and their family, and kind of be left alone. And I think when they're given the choice of a president who is going to push these issues and talk about making government bigger to correct these issues, or a president who's going to say, do we want law and order and a respect for our history and to be left alone, I do think people will turn out for the latter. So I'm fairly confident in his reelect.
You know, what did you think about what happened with this rally in Oklahoma and how the TikTok or whatever they were, these teenagers that got together and decided to register for all those tickets and make it look like a million people were trying to get to this thing. And then, of course, he didn't have a full house. And they made a big deal out of it. You know, when he was having the full house and running over, they tried to say it wasn't until they just couldn't hide it anymore. And, of course, now, an AOC was patting these kids on the back and everything. That shows the lack of integrity that the Democrat Party holds. And it's another reason why I don't think we should have the mail-in votes like they want to do, you know, keep everybody in home and have them mail in their votes. And I was just going to get your opinion on how that rally went down, how the media viewed that.
Absolutely. And that's what they wanted. They wanted the photo op of a less empty stadium. They wanted to be able to say, look, no one wants to attend his rallies anymore. They kind of ruined it when they admitted that they had done it for them, and then it was sabotage, right? If they had kept their mouths shut and let people be confused and say, wow, I guess we were mistaken. There isn't a demand to see the president at a rally. So they shouldn't have they're not even good at being bad. That's my point. If they had just kept their mouths shut and secretly kept their sabotage behind closed doors, they could have had an effective talking point. But now you realize it was just the plot. It's very disappointing. AOC is a member of Congress. I disagree with her on everything. I mean, honestly, everything. I couldn't imagine a thing we agree on. I bet you she's not even a good bartender. And I know my drinks, so I bet, yeah, another thing I could find a disagreement on. But as a member of Congress,
she'd probably water it down.
Yeah, are you really taking pride in the fact that you and a bunch of teenagers, like, use the Chinese social media app to buy tickets and then not let people who wanted to go to an event go to an event? Like, that's
victory? It's twofold. They admitted that they perpetrated a hoax. And then in admitting to that, they kept people from going who wanted to go, because it seemed to be full and sold out. So they did two things against this country, in my opinion. And the president, I don't think he was all that upset. I mean, would you expect everyone with this COVID to come out? Would you expect the big crowds? And maybe he didn't really want the ones outside, because they did made a big deal out of the protesters. I don't know how many there were outside his speech. But they've lost credibility. Through all this chaos that the left has created, and they did create it. It wasn't George Floyd. The left created this. They're losing credibility, and people are seeing that they have no integrity. That's my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. And hopefully that action and what she's doing in these primaries will show people that someone like AOC is, you know, she's just a child. You know, she's a child, and she wants to be taken seriously now. Now you want to sit down with me and talk about climate change, or you want to talk about some legitimate issue? Well, you can't have it both ways, right? We're either acting like adults or we're not acting like adults. And she kind of wants it both ways.
She lacks integrity and honesty. And the Democrat Party has been that way for a while, and a lot of the Republicans, let's just admit it, a lot of the Republicans that are falling into some of this, they don't like the president either, because he's not one of them. I think he's, I'm with you. I think he's going to win, and I think it's going to be big. And I think they know that, and they're pulling every trick out of the book they possibly can, even if it means destroy America.
Yeah, and every one of your listeners needs to call their congressional office, especially if they're on the they're on the Democrat side, and say, okay, you probably made a statement that you stand with Black Lives Matter. The head of Black Lives Matter is saying we need to tear down every image of Jesus, as your last caller said, because it's a form of white supremacy. Do you stand with that? Yes or no? Here's the one in our church. Go to many churches are open again. Washington, D.C. this Sunday was the first time churches were allowed. Go to your church. Take a picture of whatever image you have, painting, icons, stained glass, whatever it is, and just even post it on social media and say to your congressman, do we have to take this down, yes or no? Because they need to be the ones to draw the line, right?
They're wanting to go after stained glass, which I don't quite understand. But
exactly.
Yeah,
so people need to rally and fight back, and they will. Americans always
do. When you see a wrong, you fight it. If you don't, you become a part of it or consumed by it. Daniel, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate you so much. And
thank you.
Just God bless you, and take care, and we'll see you here in a couple of weeks, okay? You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're all working to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.